John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times visited a Baghdad trauma center this week and spoke with Iraqi soldiers who'd been wounded in the American attack on that city. He also saw much of the carnage caused by American bombs and firepower, both to Iraqi troops and civilians. He spoke earlier with our Juan Williams.
John, what was the scene like at the hospital?
I found it very depressing. There was a constant series of ambulances rushing in. The attendants would run to the ambulance, fling open the back door, pull the people out, carry them into the hospital on gurneys. It was soldiers and civilians coming at various times. Some of the people were conscious and moaning. Others were unconscious. There was blood dripping on the pavement and into the corridor of the hospital. The doctors say they've been working 24 hours and are hard-pressed to keep up with the flow of wounded coming in. They also were short of some medical supplies, some surgical tools, and some things like bedding and linen and body bags.
John, how are these hospitals divided up between civilians and Iraqi soldiers?
Well, generally, the Iraqi soldiers go to their own hospitals, so we don't see too many of them. But when they do come to the hospital, I assume it's because the military hospital has too many people to handle. And also some of the specialties, like burns, can be treated better at this trauma center, this Al-Kindi trauma center. There's another trauma center on the other side of the river, closer to where the fighting has been, called the Yarmouk Hospital. And what we've been told is that formerly civilian facility has now become a purely military hospital.
John, do nurses and do the doctors there have anything to say about the amount of injured people they're seeing?
Well, they say they've never had to deal with anything like this before. They're hard-pressed. They're working under a lot of stress. They can be very short-tempered. They don't want people to get in their way. They mention that seconds matter in what they're doing. It's a stressful situation for them, and of course the doctors are not too happy about the number of civilian casualties coming in. Some of them truly believe that civilians are being targeted. I don't know if they're thinking rationally when they say that, or maybe they're just pronouncing it to be politically correct here in Iraq. But anyway, you get quite a strong undercurrent of anger and disgust about the war.
What about admissions? Who gets admitted and allowed to stay in the beds at the hospital?
Well, they have kind of a triage system. I think you have to be seriously injured to be operated on right away. A lot of people who were wounded were just waiting in line for their turn at the operating room.
John, what are Iraqi citizens saying about the so-called battle for Baghdad?
Well, they're very frightened, I would say, frightened and scared now. I think this war is something that, you know, was like a very slow bowling ball coming at them, that it's finally hit them. And they've been talking about it, anticipating it for nearly a year, but the shock when it actually comes to their own city and it's in their front yard as it is now, I think it's really disturbing for a lot of people. And, you know, people are praying, people are staying indoors. Those who had the opportunity made a run a few days ago, but now I think most people feel it's too unsafe to try to do that. People are just lying low.
John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times, thanks so much.
Thank you, Juan.
John Danishevsky spoke with NPR's Juan Williams.